This is Ozarks at Large. It's Friday, so it's time to have a conversation with Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, and much more for the entire listening area. Michael, you made it through the latest batch of cold weather?
Yes, I still think it's interesting. I think if you just take the weather predictions and reverse them, that's what you should count on.
It's still tough to forecast what's going to happen with this proposed aquatic park, your neck of the woods.
Well, it is, and I don't even think the folks that are involved in the decision making on the process know. Just by way of background, you know, this proposal was part of a bond package that the city voters approved to pay half of an $8 million aquatics park that the county proposed. And it was, ideally, it was going to be the first interlocal agreement, the first time the Sebastian County and Fort Smith worked together on a project. And so far, it's not going too well. This proposal, it's come back, and the original plan, they can't do all of that for the $8 million. And Sebastian County Judge David Hudson said, well, we know where we can get enough money to make this happen, and we can do it like we want to, because when they first came out and said we can't build it the way we initially proposed it, there was backlash, and there was even a junior high group, impressively, came out and lobbied to, you know, keep it with all the amenities that were originally promised. But the Sebastian County Quorum Court's backing out on it, and it's a finger pointing contest now between the city and the county. But the city is obligated. They, you know, voters approve the package. They can't do any more than they've already promised. So, and it's the county that has the flexibility. So we'll see if the quorum court kind of puts pressure and tries to do the right thing.
There seems to be little wiggle room here, but still some, and enough that perhaps, you know, a few weeks or months from now, we can be talking about moving forward.
I know the quorum court members are getting a lot of pressure, and I think some of the quorum court members, there's some bad blood, frankly, between some of the quorum court members and Judge Hudson, and I think they're using this issue to kind of, you know, exact some revenge or whatever you want to call it. I hope that cooler heads prevail and they realize this is not anything that they want to let their internal politics corrupt.
It's been a while since we've heard anything from the Hendricks Talk Business poll. Our colleague, Roby Brock, has a hand in that. But some new results coming out of a poll of nearly 700 registered Arkansas voters on abortion legislation, gun legislation, and other things. When it came to legislation about a concealed, licensed, legal concealed carry on college campuses, about 49.5% said they support it, but almost as many said they were opposed.
Right, and 7.5% said they didn't know. So, so if you take the margin of error, who knows where that would come down? Frankly, I was surprised. I figured that this would be a much higher percentage in favor of it. And Kyle, the only thing I can think of is that it's connected to a campus, and I think a lot of Arkansans are pro-gun when it's just them and their individual rights and in their home. I think having it on campus and knowing that they may have kids on campus, I think that just kind of factored in a little bit of uncertainty. I know that I'm uncertain about it, and I'm not an NRA raving rah-rah gun member, but I certainly support the Second Amendment. But just the fact that we're on campus, it does cause you some concern. Who's going to have it? How does it work? There's just a lot of questions involved.
Also, since the last time the question was asked by this poll, more people now in favor of Medicaid expansion than previously.
Right. That's growing. And that's an interesting subject. I don't know if it's, there's a lot of talk about how it could add 250,000 people to the rolls, and it's necessary to support rural hospitals. I think there's been enough. The advocates for expanding the Medicaid system in Arkansas using those federal dollars under the new federal health care law, I think they've made a good case in many months, and especially through this legislative session, to get the word out. And I think people see that, hey, it's tough. You know, our economy still not ginning along like it should be, and this could help, and this could help our rural hospitals. So I think that's factoring into it. But I bet if you ask a lot of those same people that are for the Medicaid expansion, if they're for federal health care law, you'd get a different answer. So that's part of the dilemma that legislators are facing.
Well, I think that's part of the dilemma that elected officials all over the country face.
Right, yeah. Nobody likes it until you start talking about how it can help your particular neck of the woods. And they're like, well, I kind of like that part. Well, you got to make up your mind at some point.
Yesterday morning, Walmart released their latest earning figures, and they, if I read this correctly, all of the numbers, you can always help me with this, better than expected results for the last quarter of the fiscal year 2013.
Yes, better than expected results. They beat Wall Street estimates by wide margins in some case. They boosted their dividend. It's always a good sign. And their same-store sales were increasing. That's the back look. The future look is there's some concern. Again, you know, and as we often talk about economic issues and reports like this, it's always the good news is this and then the bad news is this. It's never a clear positive picture. And what Walmart is saying is that with the payroll tax increase, you know, the Social Security tax returned this year to what it used to be, at the rate it used to be, 6%, 6.2, I think. And gas prices are rising. I don't think I have to tell you or your listeners that, you know, we're up to $3.45, $3.55 a gallon.
Literally going up every day.
Yes, that squeezes the Walmart customer more than it does, for example, Target or some of the other shoppers. The Walmart shopper household income is around $40,000. The other folks are around $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So those things, the Walmart shopper is much more sensitive to any price change. And, you know, you take a family income of around $50,000 in this payroll tax, for example, the higher payroll tax, pulls about $1,000 out of that. And so, you know, that's for a family of four with a $50,000 income, that's a lot.
Finally, speaking about looking into the future, you recently had a conversation, a series that you have at CityWire.com called Dining Dialogue. You spend an hour with someone talking about business. Someone who looks to the future constantly, Jeff Amerine from the University of Arkansas, and you know, he's a name that you hear a lot around in this area when it comes to entrepreneurship and things like that.
Right. If you're ever down and you think things aren't going to get better, just go talk to Jeff Amerine. And we visited with him. He's part of our Dining Dialogue series, and the Powerhouse Seafood sponsors that for us, thankfully. But I got to sit down with him recently, and he is just, and I call him an entrepreneurial evangelist, and that's what he is. He's the director of technology licensing there at the University of Arkansas, and that essentially his job is to help move these ideas out of university research into the economy, to commercialize these ideas so that they create jobs. And he talks about there are some big things coming, you know, in research in energy. There's a group there that's developed a way to greatly increase the efficiency of solar cells while also reducing the cost, so that makes solar energy a little more viable. A great group, NatGas Solutions, if this NatGas Solutions group pulls this off, this wouldn't just be a major thing for Arkansas. This could be a major U.S., major national help support in compressed natural gas vehicles, promoting compressed natural gas vehicles, which we spoke about gas prices earlier. You know, right now, the per gallon, the gasoline equivalent of CNG is $2 less. So if you want to figure out a way to save money quickly for a family, just not, you know, cut their energy, their fuel energy cost by 66% or so.
And that dining dialogue, you can find pretty easily right now at thecitywire.com.
Yep, right there.
All right, next week you'll be talking to Antoinette Grajeda. I'll be in Arizona with the Razorback baseball team.
Ooh, lucky you. Yeah. You need anybody to carry your bags or anything?
I'll look into that.
Okay. All right. I know a volunteer.
Okay. Michael Tilley is a chauffeur as well as the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kyle.